Hi, my name is Nakima Hill, and I'm calling about my friend Crystal Park. My friend is, like, literally dying, and it's sad to see her, like, deteriorating and, like, drawing up before my very eyes, and nobody's doing anything. And it's like we keep reaching out and reaching out, and I would think by me contacting the radio station and the podcast that I've been on that something would have happened by now, and nothing. Everybody keep blowing smoke up our ass, and, like, it's crazy how we cannot get to the governor, like what we did when we went and said we needed more. It's a whole lawsuit going on about the mold that we going through. Like, she is very highly allergic. Like, she got deadly bacteria from the mold in her blood system, E. coli in her blood system, like things we can't even name in her blood system. And they not treating her. Like, we can't even get her to a specialist, like to her own actual doctors. Like, they lying in her medical records saying different things, but the facts are the facts. Like, she's swelling up. Like, if you see the before picture and the now picture, drastic change. And we need help. Like, it's so sad. It, like, it really saddens me to know that my friend is dying. And I can't do nothing to help her. And nobody else is doing it. How do human people, how do human beings allow another human being to die? And you know that it's a problem. And all you're doing is keep hiding information or hiding things that's very vital to help her. Like, this one person, she cannot do anything if you let her out. She's not going to recommit another crime. She needs help, real help. So when somebody going to step up? But it's like, we here for committing crimes, but at the same time, what that make it look like for you? Like, you're murdering her. You literally are killing her. And knowingly, it's like it's a deliberate indifference. You knowing that she's dying, and you knowing that you could help her, and you choose not to. You choose to keep hiding information, and you will not let her get a medical complication. And like this attorney that we got, David Steingold, like he needs extra help. I don't understand it, how you know that she's dying, that she's highly allergic, that nothing, no medicine that she ever get could ever help her. It would never cure her until she get out of this environment. No place in this place, I mean, nowhere, no unit in this place is she safe from mold. It's everywhere. It's in the mold. It's in the water system. It's everywhere. It's no escape. So she's dying. It's like she's deteriorating. And it's like it's so fast now. Like, she got non-toxic gallers in her throat. Like, she can't poop. She haven't pooped in like a whole month. Who can do that? Like, she got big blood clots coming out her rectum. And it's hard to get to the hospital. When they physically see this, this is so inhumane to me. And for nobody to be trying to help us. And Judge Mathis, you said you was going to help us. Trick Trick, you said you was going to help us. And nobody came and did anything. You just blew smoke up our ass. Like, I'm reaching out. I ain't even doing this for myself. My friend needs to come home. My friend needs help. Because if she died, all those who we have contacted, who have knowledge, if she died, I swear I am coming for you and I will not stop. She will not die in vain. Now, she got kids she haven't seen in years.
12 years, 13 years.
Like, she, we need help. So if don't nobody stand up today to want to do nothing, I don't even want to call this radio station no more. Because, like, what is it doing? Like, people is right. We don't just want you to write. We want you to show up and do something. I don't understand how you can't go to the governor's office and be outside her office campaigning, like, on the news. Like, this is literally you murdering her. So who's more of a criminal, me or you?
The system. This is the system. They're killing off people. They're receiving money for us, and they're killing us.
For real. And it's like, we don't care about this lawsuit money. Like, I would give anything just to let her go. I would let her go before me. And a lot of these other old women in here, like, they're dying. How the hell you got a hospice in prison? Like, come on now. They are ill. They can't do anything else. Let them go home and die in peace with their family. And this is so crazy and so inhumane, and I don't understand. But I do thank you for this radio station, for this voice, for us to be able to reach out. Like, when I started calling first, I started spreading news to everybody. Please call, please call, please call. This is our voice. So whatever is going on, whatever you need to tell, whatever is going on in your life that you want somebody to hear and know. Because it's like we hidden away. This is like a foreign country. and we cannot, we don't have nobody to help us. I called the news and everything. Nobody seems to help, want to help. Or they appease me or say some things for the time being. She'll never do anything. How? That's my only question. How is this even possible?
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.